Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, filling in for Dave Popowicz.
Andrew Masson.
Andrew Masson's here. Andrew, I think Dave is learning how to use Reddit. Dave is
maybe he can teach me too.
and that's who we also have with us today. We have a great show lined up. We've got a couple of great guests. One's waiting for us to chat with them, taking time out of his busy schedule. Andrew Masson, first of all, thank you for filling in for Popowicz.
Thanks
you so much.
As always.
All right. So we've got a great show today. We've got Andrew McCreath. He is the CIO and co-owner of Forge First Investments. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you guys.
All right. So let's break this down. We've seen a lot of drama this week, a lot of volatility, especially in certain names. And it's in some cases we're hearing about the dark night chasing after these hedge fund managers and so forth and all the stuff that's going. So let's get the basics out for our listeners to tell them what the heck is happening. And then we can kind of go into the details of what people should do as individual investors or what money managers like yourself and myself are doing when it comes to this. So let's start off on the overall view. What's going on with this whole concept of that hedge fund managers are shorting stock? Let's explain to people what shorting is.
Well, shorting is when I may call you up, Faisal, and say, hey, look, I think the outlook for Suncor is terrible. And as a result, I think the stock price is going to go down. But I can't sell something that I don't own. And so I say, hey, Faisal, I'm going to pay you 3% interest on an annual basis if you lend me the shares of Suncor that you own. And you say, okay, good, I'll do that. So I borrow the shares from you. I sell the stock at $20 because I think it's going to go down to $10. And then if it turns out that I'm wrong and it starts going up to 22, 25, 30, I'm going to get a phone call and say, hey, wait a minute. You have to buy that stock in because you don't have enough money in your account to cover what's called margin that is happening as a result of the stock going up. You were wrong. But you short a stock largely because you think it's going to go down. And you, to be able to short it, you have to borrow it. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, GameStop is a great example because it's kind of like the Blockbuster of the year 2021 because it's retail stores that sell games. And so a lot of people think that they don't have a long-term business because they had not migrated to online gaming. And so consequently, a lot of folks went out and shorted the stock. But what I think is a key reason that's driving this mania is that, believe it or not, a stock can be shorted multiple times. So in other words, an insurance company may have a position in GameStop, so it lends out the stock to a hedge fund that wants to short it, who then sells that stock to an individual investor. The individual investor's broker then takes that stock and lends it out to another individual investor who also shorts the stock by selling it to an index fund. So we now have a single stock that has been shorted twice. And so the short interest ratio is, in that example there, 2/1 or 200%. So you get situations like GameStop where the short interest, number of shares shorted, is materially greater than the number of shares that are available for trading. Mm-hmm. So that's point number one. And that's what shorting is. So point number two, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Andrew. Continue, please.
So point number two is there's this thing called the options market where you can, you know, buy or sell calls or buy or sell puts. And an option is like what you think it is. It's you buy a call option. Let's go back to Suncor. Let's say Suncor is $20. You're bullish on oil. So you think that over the next 6 months, oil is going to double in price. You don't have enough money to buy a share of Suncor, but you want to buy an option. So you buy an option on Suncor that gives you the right, you pay a price for that option. It gives you the right to buy a share of Suncor at $20 before December of 2021. Not an obligation, a right. Same thing with puts, except a put is the right to sell it as opposed to buy it. So what you've seen happening is a bunch of investors, driven by Reddit and a couple of websites, pile into options on heavily shorted stocks. And that has created a dynamic, which we won't get into, because it would cause us to talk a lot about like Greek letters like gamma and theta. We're not going to go there. But remember, this stock, there's more shares shorted multiple times relative to the shares outstanding. And so people pile into buying call options as a group, as a herd, and whoever sells you that option goes out and hedges themselves by buying the stock. And it has the effect of pushing the stock up. And so the fact that it is heavily shorted relative to its float, and you have a herd of people buying thousands and thousands of call options, is creating this effect.
This sounds crazy. Hey, mm-hmm. Andrew, this sounds crazy because there you can. It sounds like it's getting into a problem where it gets way over leveraged, or it gets too much of a short position. Problem's going to happen here. Now we've got this. We were talking, right? You and I were talking about Robinhood and how online trading platforms like Robinhood were coming into play, and we were having some conversation about that.
Well, I think one of the big things I'm really sort of interested here, Faisal, is what's the risk? And what I mean by risk is what's the risk to the individual investor, Andrew? And let's step in for a second, because there's other people that are affected in this too. And in this particular case, we're talking hedge funds. What's the risk to them, and why is this a problem?
Well, there's a couple of comments that I'd make. I mean, you know, at Forge First, we stick to our very simple rule book. And one of the many rules is that we do not short stocks that are quote unquote heavily crowded. I mean, we would never go near a stock like GameStop. There's too many shorts in it, and we're seeing the problems with that today. That's point number one. Point number two, if you're short the stock, you're getting crushed because it's gone up so much. And not to get into too much hedge fund parlance, but as your short position goes against you, you have margin calls. You have to put up more capital. And to create that capital, you typically have to sell something. So you sell a long position. Mm-hmm. And so in our funds, we have, you know, we're buy and hold long-term investors of companies that generate free cash flow. And we have had a couple of U.S. industrial stocks in our portfolio that we noticed earlier this week, they're down 6 or 7% for no reason. Reasonably valued companies, clean balance sheets, good prospects, all that stuff. But it's probably a second derivative effect of this GameStop stuff, where the hedge fund that's getting crushed and, you know, goes out of business or has to be bailed out by, you know, large hedge fund titans, has to sell their long positions. And so the second impact, to answer your question, is guys like us, where we've owned a couple of good companies that come under selling pressure for no reason, because people are having to sell what they own to meet their margin bill.
Okay, we got to go pay some bills and come right back. We're going to talk about companies like Robinhood and other online brokers for the average individual. Is it you versus the big guys who can take you out really quickly? Andrew's going to talk about that after the break. But don't forget, we have our seminar coming up February 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register to talk about all this and how it impacts your retirement. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Andrew McCreath about it's Robinhood and companies like that against the big guys. Who's going to win? Join us after the break on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.